But that's 10 years. That's 10 years out of a life that is much older than 10. So I'll just let you think about that. So I've been a part of teaching ministries. I had a teaching ministry when I was Pentecostal. And now I feel God is calling me back to teaching again. And the reason I think teaching is important, how many of you know how to tie your shoe? Did you know that when you were born? How many of you know how to hold a spoon? Did you know that when you were born? How many of you know how to put your shoes on and your shirt and your pants and all your dresses and skirts? Did you know that when you were born? When you were a baby, somebody had, as you grew and became stronger, and your ability to care for yourself, someone had to teach you how to care for yourself. No, hold it this way. Don't. You can't eat with your spoon facing down. You got to turn it sideways, and you have to reach into the bowl and pull it to your mouth. Anybody had to go through that process? Every one of us had to learn to eat. I'm in Bible country now. So what happens when we become babes in Christ and we don't sit under a teacher? Who taught you to hold your spiritual food? Spoon. Who taught you to put your spiritual shoes on and tie the knots? Who taught you to put your spiritual shirt on your pants? If you become a member of the body of Christ and you never have a teacher, what happens to your life? A baby, we know in this natural development physically, cannot care for itself without a teacher. Cannot even learn to become independent without a teacher. So how do you become mature in Christ when you are a babe in Christ without going through a teacher? And I'm convinced today that there are many people in the church who came to the altar, gave their life to Christ, immediately began to do ministries, service, and began to live a Christian life by avoiding teaching. So then what you have in the church are people serving in the church, doing ministry in the church, saying they're Christian to the people in the world looking at the church, and saying to themselves, I am mature in Christ. Mature without a teacher. So then I'm saying to you today, I'm raising the bar a little bit. And I'm saying to you, if you have not sat under a teacher, then you do not know truly where you are spiritually. And you do not know how mature you are spiritually. Because the spiritual process of teaching is no different, we're going back to school, right, than the physical process of teaching. You don't learn how to read paragraph until you learn how to read sentences. You don't learn how to read sentences until you learn how to pronounce words. You don't learn how to pronounce words until you learn your ABCs. You don't learn your ABCs until you learn the language that produces the A, B, and the C. So then, how can you jump over ABCs, jump over words, jump over sentences, jump over paragraphs, and say to yourself, I know the book now? So I begin to realize that teaching is fundamental to the Christian journey. And so I'm asking you today to reconsider adults as well as children and youth to go back to school. to go back to the ABCs of Christianity. To go back to the place in which you began your first starting point. And to make sure you learn everything that you needed to learn before you graduated from Christian school. Because we have a lot of people in the secular world, in the educational system, who are graduating not knowing how to read. How did they get to that point? Somebody said, well, because you're old enough. Or because you reached the age limit, we're going to pass you on. Or because we need to get our statistics right and we need to get our numbers right, we're going to just go ahead and give you the high grade, even though you didn't make the grade, so we can pass you on to get our continued funding. But there's a reason why the person became a 12th grader and not able to read and write, because they did not have good teachers. Are y'all with me? And so there's a reason why people are able to parade themselves in church as being mature in Christ, as being knowledgeable of the word of God, because somebody told them and gave them a pass on being mature when they were immature. And so going back to school means finding out where you stand and your level of maturity in Christ. Are y'all with me? I haven't gotten into the word. So learning your ABCs is something that Paul required of every church that he founded. And so today I just want to very briefly introduce you to why I believe that this sermon should be titled, Without You, God Can Do Nothing.